This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump Tuesday said he's determined that it's best for the U.S. to remain a steadfast partner with Saudi Arabia, despite accusations surrounding the crown prince that he ordered the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
And I'm not going to tell a country that's spending hundreds of billions of dollars and has helped me do one thing very importantly, keep oil prices down so that they're not going to $100 and $150 a barrel. Right now, we have oil prices in great shape. I'm not going to destroy the world economy, and I'm not going to destroy the economy for our country by being foolish with Saudi Arabia.
Mr. Trump acknowledged Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman may have had knowledge of the Khashoggi murder at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, but views Riyadh as a counterweight to Iran's influence. Abandoning the Saudi kingdom, he said, would be, in his words, a terrible mistake. Turkey's Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu was in Washington Tuesday, meeting with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He said many questions remain unanswered about the Khashoggi case, who was behind it, who gave the orders. He said Ankara does not believe the team that confronted Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate did not kill him on their own. The Saudi crown prince has repeatedly denied having any knowledge of the killing. The Central Intelligence Agency said it believes Khashoggi's death was ordered directly by the crown prince. The U.S. Defense Department Tuesday said nearly 40 al-Shabaab militants were killed in Somalia in two airstrikes carried out on Monday and done in coordination with Somali forces. Last month, the U.S. military said it killed dozens of militants in a single airstrike, with some 100 killed a year ago in attacks on al-Shabaab training camps. President Donald Trump has ordered stepped-up action against the insurgency in Somalia by the U.S. Africa Command. This is VOA News. U.N. envoy to Yemen Martin Griffiths headed back to the region Wednesday to give impetus to the peace process as fighting flared for control of the vital Red Sea port city of Hodeidah Tuesday. Mr. Griffiths will try to bring the Shia Houthi rebels and the Saudi-backed Yemeni government together to end the four-year conflict. Meanwhile, at the Tharaa Hospital in Hodeidah, airstrikes and artillery shells have increased the number of patients. Dr. Ahmed Mogam said in the past 2 weeks of 26 patients received, 8 have died. He said the numbers are rising. The U.S. Tuesday announced new sanctions to disrupt an Iranian-Russian network that sent millions of barrels of oil to Syria and hundreds of millions of dollars to groups, militant groups backed by Iran. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
This is in exchange for the movement of hundreds of millions of dollars to the IRGC Quds Force. That money is then passed on to terrorist organizations like Hezbollah and Hamas. The United States, in its continued efforts, will not allow these dirty dealings to flourish. Iran will not be allowed to exploit the international financial system to hide revenue streams it uses to fund terrorist activity, support sectarian militias abusing civilian populations, or to destabilize the region.
The U.S. Treasury said since 2014, vessels carrying Iranian oil switched off their transponders to conceal those deliveries. South Korea Wednesday announced it will close a controversial Japanese-funded foundation created 3 years ago to help so-called comfort women forced into sexual slavery during World War II. Japan's prime minister warned that move risks damaging bilateral relations. Tokyo has apologized for the actions of its troops during the war and set up a nearly $9 million compensation fund. The global police organization Interpol has selected South Korean Kim Jong-un as its new president, turning back a bid by Russia's candidate Alexander Pokropchuk, the agency's vice president, to replace Meng Hongwei, who disappeared in his native China in September and was charged with corruption. British Prime Minister May is meeting the European Union Commission president in Brussels Wednesday to review terms of Britain's departure, known as Brexit. Meanwhile, Northern Ireland's Democratic Unionist Party, a member of the Prime Minister's minority government, issued a warning, changed the terms of the deal, or risk losing its support. Its leader, Sammy Wilson.
She's on the collision course not just with us. She's on the collision course with her own party, substantial members of her own party.
The DUP opposes the Brexit deal's plan to keep the border with the Irish Republic open after Brexit weakening the union by creating separate trade rules for Northern Ireland. Former South African Archbishop Desmond Tutu presided over the awarding of the International Children's Peace Prize to students who survived a mass shooting at a Florida high school and campaigned for tighter gun control. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.